I know that we are young, and I know that you may love me, but I just can't be with you like this anymore. Alejandro.
Well, hello, everybody, and you are listening to, this is DJ Josh, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, and we are checking in, and this is our last
rendition
last show
of,
for the foreseeable
and they were
future.
Roommates.
Yeah.
Welcome to the end of days, my friends.
Oh, don't make it like that.
We've got some bops for you for this end of time.
But first, we should introduce ourselves.
Oh, yeah.
This is DJ Bailey.
This is DJ Josh.
Is my mic on?
Your mic is on.
I can't wait for you to say your DJ name.
This is DJJJJJ.
Yeah.
Excellent.
And,
got it.
And
excellent.
This is DJ Camille.
Yeah. Perfect. So we could have played some End of the World bops. We thought that was a little too on the nose. So
we got instead, we'll just have fun together for an hour.
Yeah. So I hope you enjoy our music taste today.
Alrighty. Woohoo. Everyone enjoy.
My heart told my hand this time, no, this
time we were given will be left for the world. The flesh that lived and loved will be eaten by flame. So let the memories be good for those who stay. Sent me off from the God that I once loved was the same that sent me into your arms. Oh, and pestilence is one when you are lost and I am gone, and no hope, no hope will overcome. But if your stripe strikes at your sleep, remember
everybody.
We have returned. We're back. Hello.
So, how's everybody holding up?
We're doing.
It's happening.
Time is passing and we are all still here.
Yes.
Time doesn't exist. I don't.
I've never met her.
Social construct.
Time? Not a fan.
Don't even know her.
Yeah, well, Josh and I packed up our room today.
Yeah.
Very sad.
It echoes now in a weird way, and I don't like it.
That's not fun. I'm not a fan.
No. There's nothing on the walls.
Yeah.
The drawers are empty.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It's like,
empty.
It's when you move out in May, it's like bittersweet. Mm-hmm. And when you move out in March, apparently it's just bitter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how it is. Yeah. I'm real nervous for my guitar to get gate-checked for my flight today.
Yeah.
Got a case for it and all, but it still is going to be a checked bag.
Yeah.
And please don't throw my guitar.
The case that you had it in looked pretty good, and did you, like, loosen the strings and everything?
Yeah, I loosened the strings. I put some extra padding in there.
Yeah, so I'm sure it'll be all right.
Should be good.
And plus, apparently JetBlue, like, has a liability thing. If it's in a hard case and it's checked and there's damage, they'll cover I guess.
Good. That's, not that we'd want anything to happen to Alice.
Yeah, but just in case.
Just in case, that's good.
Alice has life insurance.
I'm trying to figure out what I'm going to therapy buy when I get home. I was thinking about an electric guitar because most of the music I like is played on electric guitar.
Yeah.
And right now, well, I have to leave my acoustic nylon string guitar in Boston. But there's a acoustic, like regular acoustic guitar at home from when my sister took guitar lessons as a kid. So it's like a small one, and it's like fine.
Mm-hmm.
But I could therapy buy an electric guitar.
We could jam.
I would be down to start a band. I'm not musically talented, but you know what? When Pixies formed,
we're all
guitar player
on
didn't
our
know guitar.
And that's what matters.
When Diet Sig formed, guitar player also didn't know guitar. Mm. It happens.
So hey, I'll learn banjo.
You'll learn the banjo. I will learn guitar.
Or if you want to spice up, you can learn bass guitar.
Ooh.
I really want to learn bass guitar, but I'm like, I should learn normal guitar first.
The problem is, like, I already have a hard enough time finding, like, tabs or, like, YouTube videos for how to play guitar songs. Yeah. And guitar is, like, the most popular instrument.
Yeah.
So, try finding banjo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, like, I think the difference between, like, guitar and then bass guitar is usually more chords, I guess. Bass guitar, I feel like, is more individual melodies. So, if you learn to read music,
it'd be really good for the band life, but
I'll just play the bass parts on my guitar.
Can we all Zoom band practice?
Yeah. And wait, JJ can, all right, lads, can be Zoom time. Our video, sir.
Okay. Yes.
What?
But also, I'll play the theremin.
Ooh.
The two rods.
Yeah.
The volume and one controls the
pitch. Yeah. Oh my gosh. Wait, I saw that in.
Josh,
no.
I sneezed yesterday and was so embarrassed, but then today I saw that sneezing is not a symptom, so
you're safe.
I feel less embarrassed. Hopefully everybody who was in the room with me when I sneezed has also learned that, so they don't like hate me forever. So now I'm just sneezing and chilling, but
sneezing and vibing.
Hopefully not coughing.
We're missing one important instrument to our band, and we absolutely cannot be a band without it. Who's gonna play the omatone?
Oh my god.
Oh.
Can I also play? I'll do like one hand is just like controlling both the rods on the theremin, and the other one is doing one-handed automaton.
You can't do one-handed omatone, because you need one hand to open the mouth thing, another one to do the rod thing.
You're gonna have to prioritize, or you're gonna have to between like just some songs we have.
Yeah, you can alternate.
That also sounds like a challenge, and I never back down from a challenge.
It's true.
You heard it here, folks. We have our omatone player.
Have it. So I was thinking of therapy buying a guitar. I was also thinking of therapy buying Doc Martens because I like shoes. Mm. It's like a character growth thing where like a year or two ago I would have been like Doc Martens are for like hippies, like for like Tumblr people, and now I'm like, you know what, that's me.
I am Tumblr people.
I am.
Hi, thank you.
I'd like to think I'm not Tumblr people. I'd like to think I'm fully rooted in like Twitter people, but still, I'm like, they're cute though.
My only thought is that if you get Doc Martens now, I don't know how often you'll get to wear them since summer and warm weather.
Buy them anyways.
So the thing about being from Houston is that I wear what I want with no regard for the fact that it's 100 degrees outside.
Oh, then definitely.
If I want to wear a pullover, if I want to wear a pullover, I do. And then I just sweat into it a lot. But that's just how it is. When you're from somewhere that has no winter, you learn to just dress how you want to dress with no regard for the weather.
Throwback to my high school career in Florida, where I would actively wear a jacket outside during lunch
when it was
100 degrees out every day, because I was like, it's stylish. You know, you suffer for the fashion.
Suffer for the fashion.
You really adopt that mindset when you live in a hot climate.
Yeah, exactly.
The skinny jeans are worth it.
Yeah. Also in a cold climate.
Ooh. You
know, wearing short sleeve shirts in the middle of the snow.
But at least you can layer and take them off.
Yeah, but then it covers the shirt.
Oh,
you're so right.
I'm going to start the music on the background just so we can have some tunes.
Yes,
go for
good,
it.
Good idea.
But we can still chat because it's the end of the time.
I was trying to. There was another option for therapy shopping.
Mm-hmm.
I also could just not, but I think I'm going to be working extra because luckily my job will be able to continue remotely.
Oh, nice.
So, and I think there will be a lot of work to do over spring break.
What's your job?
I am a teaching fellow for data structures course here on campus.
That's awesome.
It is, I love it. Last semester I was a TA, absolutely loved it. This semester I was promoted to teaching fellow, which is like so amazing. And this semester was just a lot. There were like two or three weeks in this semester that were just the best. And like the semester was really looking up for me right when it got cut short. But like, for the early part of it, I was just having a time, so I feel bad that I couldn't really bring my all to my job, and that I wasn't able to just like enjoy it and like get out of it what I put into it.
Yeah.
But I love it, and when I'm home, I think I'll try to like really step it up.
Yeah.
Because when this announcement was made, I went to the senior staff meeting the following morning and just basically said that I was taking a week off, which is like not really what you're supposed to do. Mm. But I mean, I needed to.
Yeah, yeah. Gotta do what you gotta.
But is there Comp 15 in the fall? Will you be able to like go back to the teaching fellow job in the fall?
I'm supposed to be abroad in the fall.
Ooh.
I don't know. Like, I'm trying to. It's hard because I'm like, things are sad whether I go abroad or not. But then the flip side of that is there are upsides to whether I go abroad or not. If I want to go abroad, I don't want to miss that experience. But the silver lining, if I don't get to go, is that I see people a lot sooner.
Sure.
I just don't. Things could get better. Things could get better faster than we expect them to. But just the way things are going does not bode well for like trying to apply for a visa to any country.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to go to Chile, and it's only really like just starting in Chile right now. Mm-hmm. But the problem is they have like a couple dozen cases in Santiago, and they like last fall the protests in Chile made the news.
Mm-hmm.
There are still mass protests happening, so it doesn't bode well for like it not spreading. But I'll cross that bridge when I come to it.
Exactly.
Sure.
Yeah, this is a lot about me. I'm gonna do some therapy shopping when I get home.
Nice.
And then I'm gonna have to wear a flu mask whenever I'm home because I don't want to infect my mom. Mm.
Oops.
Zoopsies.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm zip car for oopsies.
I wish my on-campus job could continue once I'm home, but alas, it's based on the residence halls and therefore is useless now.
Right.
Eco Rep gang, where are we at?
I'm really excited. I really hope Galveston pans out. I'm really excited for it to happen. I wish the timing were more like the way the Montana kids we have friends going to Montana where they are skipping home and then they're just going to be in a house with like only young people.
Mm-hmm.
So if they have the virus, it will be fine. They'll just like recover from it and not infect anybody.
Yeah, absolutely.
I'm like we're going home, so if we have it right now, it's
gonna
be a little bit bad. But and then afterwards, hopefully, we can all just like go to Galveston and just
chill.
We can vibe. And then it'll take the pressure off of all this virus stuff if it's still going on, because it'll just be young people living there.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, my mom's listening.
Oh, my mom is listening too.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Everyone's mom's mom. Listening. Love it. My mom's on a plane.
I totally should have invited my mom to listen. I did not even think of that.
You have right now.
I have right now.
Yeah, you got it. Yeah,
what if? I mean, my mom won't call in, but what if our moms called in and had a conversation on air?
That would be
pretty intense.
Yeah.
Well, we'd have someone calling on like one of our personal phones and like hold up the mic.
I don't know how the sound quality would be.
No, it would be terrible, but it would be really entertaining.
I can't make any promises that it would be.
I feel like Nellie Stewart would have a fun time on air. She'd be just like, hi.
We love Nellie.
We love Nellie. We do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Man. You're right, Bailey. I do recognize this song.
Yes. This is, what song is this?
Earth, Wind, and Fire. Shining Star.
Yeah. You know how the first time I've ever heard this song was in the credits scene of the Scooby-Doo live-action movie,
gosh.
Monsters Unleashed. And it's when Scooby is dressed like a disco goer, you know?
A disco person.
So like they got like the full suit with like the bootlegs. They have like, he has like a wig on. Yeah, I don't know why I shared that. But now you know that that's a scene that exists in Scooby-Doo Monsters Unleashed.
That's good, because I was never going to find out via watching the movie.
Nope.
Yeah, absolutely not.
I haven't seen either of the Scooby-Doo live-action movies.
What?
I know.
You need
I'm
to watch them immediately.
Yes.
They are quality content.
Spring break
Wait,
goals.
Guys, hold on. We have to say hi to my little sister. She's listening to us.
Ah, what's her name?
Katarina.
Hi, Katarina.
Oh my gosh. I guess they closed my sister's school.
Oh, no.
Oh, God.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, no. Uh-oh.
Zoopsies.
Yeah, good time. She's trying to FaceTime me. I'm sorry, Bug. Aww. I can't FaceTime you. I'm on air. Yeah. But
thanks for listening, though.
Yeah.
Thank you. We love listeners.
Yeah, adorable. I'm gonna put in the next song. Oh my gosh, the next song.
Is it a real slapper?
It's a real slapper.
Oh. Nice. Also, I got a message from one of our other listeners, and he very much approves of Mumford and Sons.
So, yeah.
Very nice. Cool. Very cool.
Shout out. Okay, we might have to turn this up a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
You guys can't see because this is not a visual medium, but JJ is dancing like nobody's business.
Oh, yeah. Turn in the party. I think it's a phrase.
I've
not heard that phrase before, but I've heard it now.
There we go.
Hello?
I don't hear him. I think they're on hold.
Oh, here we go. Hold on.
I think it's talk back and preview.
Yeah, I'm trying. Well, we have to... I don't know what's going on. Camille, do you want to come help? I don't know what's going on.
I'm going to try it on the producer phone.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
Shout out to the Josh and Camille.
Okay.
They're working with technology. It looks like a lot.
And the biggest shout out to Josh.
So if that was you, feel free to call back. Sorry about that.
Yeah, sorry about that. I'm not sure what happened.
Yeah.
Josh. J-O-F.
Josh?
Josh. Big shout out to Josh, our biggest fan.
Caden and Mari Lena are gonna join.
Woo. Nice, very nice. Are they on their way over?
Won't have enough mics.
Yes, they are.
We can
squeeze in. About the 6 feet. Of space between us, that's not happening. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I don't mind.
screen with rechargeable batteries. So, if you want to save yourself money and help the environment at the same time, consider using rechargeable batteries in your frequently used devices that accept them. Today's NIMH batteries last about as long as alkaline cells under high use, and they can be recharged hundreds of times before needing to be recycled. Packs of rechargeable AA and AAA batteries, plus a charger, don't cost very much to begin with anymore. And isn't it more convenient to recharge your batteries than to go to the store and buy new ones anyway? This has been a message from all of your green friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio.
I'm in a click, but I want out. It's not the same as when I was punched. In the old days, there was enough. The card games and ease with the bitter soul of blood. I was in, but I want out. My mother's love is choking me. I'm sick of words that hang above my head. What about the kid? It's time the kid got free.
Hello, we are back with another PSA from WMFO Radio. This one is on ladder safety. There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. This has been a public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Thank you. heard my voice. I came out of the woods by choice. The shelter also gave them shade, but in the dark I have no name. That click in my head, and I will remember the words that you said. Left a cloud in mind and a heavy heart, but I was sure we could see a new start. So when your hope's on fire, but you know your desire, don't hold a glass over the flame. Don't let your heart grow cold. I will call you by name. I will share your
see without my eyes. The first time that you kissed me, boundless by the time I cried. I built your walls around me. White noise, what an awful sound. Fumbling by Rogue River, feel my feet above the ground. Hand of God, deliver me. Oh, 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 it's me. The first time that you touched me, all the wonders ever seen. We'll be right back.
Well, hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
This is our last chance to talk on air, so we're taking it.
Yeah, we want to say thank you so much for our listeners who may or may not listen every week. We deeply appreciate your time. Mm-hmm. And I hope you've enjoyed our music so far.
Oh, yeah. Going out with a bang with Rock Lobster.
Perfect. That's not the only banger.
Oh, no. We've got one queued up that's going to be maybe a little too on the nose.
Hey.
Maybe.
Maybe, but,
you know,
it's a fun song, so can't go wrong. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so.
Yeah, it'll be really good.
Yeah. We're vibing.
Yeah, thank you for being on this journey with me.
No problem. It was very fun to be on air.
Yeah.
Thank you to all the guests we've had.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And, yeah.
And all the good music recs.
All the good music.
Hey.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's been really good, guys. Yeah. Sad to end it so early.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hopefully we'll be back next
semester.
We will
be back.
Yeah. We'll
possibly
be back.
Under a new name.
Oh, yes. Greenhouse Goon Hours, anyone?
I love that idea.
It might be at like 2 in the morning.
Perfect. Who knows? We'll see.
But
honestly, the best content comes at 2 a.m.
Questionable, but it's fun.
Yeah.
The most fun.
Yes. So as I'm supposed to do, this is DJ Josh, and you are listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. And
thank you for your time.
Thank you for your time. Yeah.
Thank you.
Stay safe, everyone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wash your hands.
Wash your hands.
Don't touch your face.
Don't touch your face.
Yes.
Wear masks if you're coughing, but yeah. Yeah, are we ready for the on the nose?
Yeah, let's hear it.
Oh yeah, let's do it.
Slapper.
Okay.
Let's vibe.
I don't know if you guys are ready, but we're gonna do it.
We're gonna do it.
Woo!
So we're gonna keep talking until I can get it switched over.
Okay.
Sounds good. Sounds great.
Yeah. You ready? So we're gonna start turning this down a little bit.
Ooh, turn it down.
Yeah.
There we go.
But then I spent so many nights.